DW.
Now, the goals were agreed in September 2015. That's more than a year ago. Why start the SDG campaign now?
We have a lineage of campaigning that goes back to the year 2000. The UN's efforts to build global campaigns really started in earnest with something called the Millennium Development Goals. So we didn't start from scratch. We started with that lineage, with that network of partners and so on. And so with that existing infrastructure, we've been able to make it through the launch. We've been able to do the kind of first wave of mainstreaming, of popularization. But now we've found that there are specific things that are needed. And so after working for a year with our partners to figure out exactly what the best approach should be, we're now ready to go to scale.
This new global agenda, the SDGs, do have 17 goals, 196 targets, and lots of indicators. It's a very bulky agenda. How difficult is it to bring that across to people, to really promote them?
It's quite difficult, absolutely. And it's a large platform, it's a large program. But I think that when we start with the basics, we start with the fact that this is a reflection of reality. These aren't some goals that were picked out of thin air. We actually went around in the years leading up to the decision to endorse the goals. We talked to about 10 million people around the world about what they really need, what's most important for them and their families. And, you know, they needed complicated things. They need a lot of different things. And so we, instead of making it maybe nice and tidy and easier to manage by having fewer goals, as we did with the Millennium Development Goals, a nice tight 8 goals and just a couple of targets, we decided to make sure that we're reflecting reality. And whether or not it's something that's easy to consume, we know that all these aspects of development are interrelated. So how do you go about making people excited about that when it seems like a daunting, complicated agenda? You simplify it. You basically make the point that these goals represent the betterment of humanity. These are the things that we're striving for. This is kind of the to-do list for humanity. And we all know that these things need to be tackled. And so that's where we introduce all these targets and indicators. I think that we're at this event we're hosting, and we'll talk about it a little bit. We're trying to find interesting ways to simplify that conversation.
You're talking about a 3-day conference that's happening in Bonn this week, the Global Festival of Ideas for Sustainable Development. What's so special about that? What's different maybe from lots of different international conferences targeting sustainable development, also communication?
What we needed was an entry point so that activists and people who are, you know, not deep into the policy discussions can have a starting point. Where do we begin? And so the idea of this festival, and even calling it a festival, was intended to make it inviting and exciting for people who outside of the policy development business. It's an idea that anybody who has a good idea, there's a place for it. There's a place for that idea. Now, this is not a one-time event. What we plan to do is have this as a regular gathering every year over the course of the Sustainable Development Goals, bringing people back to Bonn to reflect on what worked, what they need improvement on, where are the gaps, where are the difficult points to communicate, and work with each other to help make sure that happens well. The UN of itself cannot do the scope of work that's required. We need to activate and incentivize others to do that. And so that's the network that we'll gather in this event will be those emissaries, those advocates who go around the world with this message.
You're talking about the message. What exactly do you want to achieve with restarting this campaign now?
Well, it's, you know, the first couple of years are basically what we call mainstream of just getting the idea out there, letting people know. We have we've worked very hard with consumer branding organizations to make a very kind of appealing visual language for the goals.
And that is these 17 symbols in colorful squares,
exactly.
And then the wheel.
Yes.
Maybe you can describe it a little bit.
Well, it's there's 17 goals. We had a lot of issues in deciding how to exactly communicate something of that complexity. But by going to consumer branding specialists, they found that it's something that you can quite easily integrate into a package where each goal has a specific identity, but they fit together in a pattern.
Can you give an example?
Well, I guess you could say the simplest iconography for zero hunger, one of the goals, is a food bowl. You know, and it's a simple symbol that represents that, and we can use that internationally without worry about the interpretation of language and so on to represent that same thing. What we want to do is help people rally together under a common flag to say, yes, these things are important. Not only do I feel so, but all the governments of the world have agreed and committed that they are important. So I have a justification to do what I'm doing. So establishing a very solid brand was the first step.
By the end of 2018, you want to have 700,000 kind of agents of this kind of change. Why is it so important for you that people go out into their communities and say, hey, this goal, these goals are really important?
That number is, there was some science behind it. We looked at the overall global population and the percentage of activists that you really need to spur a conversation. We did an exercise called My World, which is a survey, a very simple survey that asks an individual what's most important for you and your family. So these activists are going out asking these questions, gathering the information, and we're tabulating that all to create a global picture. So by using the kind of the, you might even say the Socratic method, asking someone a question, what's important for you of these global issues, that's the first time they might really think about those issues themselves. They say, well, I think gender rights are very important. I've got a daughter and I want her to have all the opportunities she can. And so by making that conversation a kind of a face-to-face, intimate, one-on-one kind of conversation, you end up taking away a very important message that's much more impactful than just being told what these items are. So in order to do that, you need to scale massively. You need to have a lot of volunteers out in their communities asking these questions, doing these kind of exercises, youth debates, getting kids in schools to talk about it. And those are the kind of activities that people will do. So this kind of groundswell of support is the kind of community that we're supporting in this first annual event, giving them the tools and the techniques and the strategies for going out into communities and making this message heard.
DW